brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And right now we're going to look at the second Sunday of Easter, or as it is now known, as the Sunday of Divine Mercy. Mercy is having sympathy for the needs of another. Mercy is when you reach out to talk to someone that you don't really think you have time for, when you take time to listen to what someone is trying to tell you, take time to ponder how much silence is in your life. You know, even if you could say, well, I might eke out 15 minutes, then take 15 minutes of silence and just say, Lord, I'm here. I want to follow you as your son or your daughter. That's what we want to do. When we do that, we begin to look at the needs of others and bringing mercy to them. And the opening prayer tells us, God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. God is a God of everlasting mercy. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of this feast and thank him for the way he loves you. Thank him for all that he has done for you in the past. Ask him to be with you today in everything you do. On this feast of divine mercy, we want to recall all that God has done to show us his mercy, all the ways he's given us through the Mass, through Scripture, through a million ways he's given a means to show us his mercy. He forgives the moment we ask for it. He doesn't put it in his backpack and keep it there. He's the God of mercy. Let us celebrate that day today. And we take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. Many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. Yet more than ever, believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and mats so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. A large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits. And they were all cured. Think of that. Think of that. If we haven't been faithful to God at some point, please seek forgiveness. And then don't miss a Sunday. Don't miss. God is there waiting for you, and he waits for me at every Mass. He wants to be with us. Don't turn your back on God. And then we take a look at Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. I was hard-pressed and falling, but the Lord helped me. Ask him for help. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. the joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Remember, this is still the octave of Easter. Brothers and sisters, this whole week should have been a week of thanksgiving and reading more, if you can, the Word of God. Be kind to neighbors. Ask forgiveness. God wants you with Him. Let's gather with Him today. And the reading comes from the book, the first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, then 12 to 13, and 17 to 19. I know that's a little broken up, but I think you can follow me. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on the island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. I was caught up in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as loud as a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see." Then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And when I turned, I saw 7 gold lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a gold sash around his chest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the netherworld. Write down, therefore, what you have seen and what is happening and what will happen afterwards." Can you imagine that, brothers and sisters? Can you imagine that moment? And then we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, when the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced, can you imagine? Rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and through this belief, you may have life in his name. Brothers and sisters, there's so much in that it would take me 3 programs to go through it, but let me just say for us right now, Jesus died for you, and he died for me. He died for your families. He died for your friends. He died for your co-workers. He died for everyone, brothers and sisters. And it says here at the end of that gospel, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Brothers and sisters, whoever's listening to this program, maybe it's by accident, but I don't think it's by accident. You always listen to it, good. But the point is that, brothers and sisters, if you believe in Jesus, you believe that he is the Christ sent by his Father, and through this belief, you might have life in his name. Please keep his name holy. Encourage other people. Make holy his name. He saved the world, brothers and sisters. We were saved that we might be able to enter eternal life with God. Our sins, that's our doings, our choices, can cause us great sinfulness. Please, please, bring your sins to the Lord and just confess them. And God, in his great mercy, through the priest, will spare you. He will forgive you. Please, brothers and sisters, if you need to go to a priest who's in the area that you know, talk to him about what life has been like for you. Tell him that you want to get rid of all your sins. And he will do that for you. He will do that for you. Christ will bless you through the priest. I promise you. May God heal you and bless you. And may you be more and more a sign of his presence to this world. Because God's mercy is unfathomable. And I want to say just one little sentence here from St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. She said, O most sweet Jesus, who in your incomprehensible kindness have deigned to unite my wretched heart to your most merciful heart, it is within your heart that I glorify God, our Father, as no soul has ever glorified him before. Brothers and sisters, that's what God has done for us. He has made it possible. We take our will and ask him to help us. We will see one another in heaven. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.